It is Friday, March 29th, 2013, and this is Ozarks at Large. I'm Antoinette Grajeda.
And I'm Christina Thomas. Ozarks at Large is underwritten in part by the Walton Family Charitable Support Foundation.
Ahead on this edition of Ozarks, we look forward to openings and new beginnings. Maxine's Tap Room, a longtime watering hole in Fayetteville, prepares to reopen under new management, and the farmers market prepares for its 40th season.
Also, Michael Tilley from the City Wire visits with us about business news in the region, as he does every week. And we have music from inside the Furman Garner Performance Studio and more. But first, the Arkansas State Chamber of Commerce is backing a proposal to expand health insurance in the state by purchasing private coverage with federal Medicaid funds. The proposal is being considered as an alternative to the Medicaid expansion under the federal health care law. Meanwhile, former state Medicaid director Ray Hanley, who now heads a coalition of healthcare and business groups wanting some kind of expansion, says they're now supporting the private route.
I think if you do the private option, you're able to pay market premiums. The plans are able to pay market rates. I think you'll have a lot more doctors willing to give the patient appointments, see them in an appropriate setting. I think then the community hospitals will be paid appropriate market rates that Medicaid otherwise couldn't pay. The hospitals will be more viable. Access will be better.
Hanley also said in an interview with Talk Business Arkansas that he believes the private option is the only way to get the 3/4 votes needed in the legislature to get a bill passed.
The Arkansas House has approved bills that would prevent employers and colleges from asking for employees or students to hand over their passwords for social media accounts like Facebook and Twitter. Democratic Representative Nate Steele of Nashville sponsored the two bills, which each got unanimous support.
This is part of a few bill package that basically is just aimed to keep our law up with technology. This stuff is moving fast, and this will help protect people against unreasonable searches by their employers or their universities.
Steele says the bills would not impact the ability of law enforcement to access such information.
In the upcoming fiscal year, Arkansas will receive about $26 million in funds from the U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development. Officials with the Arkansas Economic Development Commission say they want the public's opinion on how to best allocate the funds. Spokesman Scott Harding says there are 5 public hearings that they are holding.
Right now we have a draft plan, but we are holding these around the state to ensure that the public has a chance to give us ideas or talk about what's of most importance to them. The $26 million will be distributed through 4 programs. That's the Community Development Block Grant Program, the Home Investment Partnership, Emergency Solutions Grants, and lastly, the Housing Opportunities for Persons with AIDS.
One such meeting was held this morning in Siloam Springs, but 3 more will be held in the coming weeks in North Little Rock, Paragould, and McGee. For more information, ArkansasAEDC.com.
Construction of the roundabout in North Fayetteville will undergo asphalt overlay work in the coming days, weather permitting, of course. In addition to affecting traffic on the roundabout, street traffic will also be affected on Futrell Drive, Millsap Road, the off-ramp of the Fulbright Expressway, and a portion of North Hills Boulevard. After overlay work is complete, crews will work on paving the central island of the roundabout, at which point the roundabout will be closed to traffic. But access to Washington Regional Medical Center will remain available through construction.
The Jones Center in Springdale has added a new feature to its website. With the simple click of a button, any page of the site can be translated into Spanish. Look for the Google Translate button at the top left corner of the website. Jones Center President and CEO Ed Clifford reportedly says that the new feature is critical for continued growth of the center and that diversity is important to the center, as Jones Center officials pride themselves on being a place to bridge cultures.
The University of Arkansas in Fayetteville has received 100,000 reasons to thank one of its own. This week, the university received a $100,000 bequest from Joanna and Richard Hudson. Richard is the university's vice chancellor for government and community relations. He started his stint with the university in 1994 and serves as the university's lobbyist to the Arkansas legislature. The gift will provide unrestricted funding to the university's areas of greatest need.
According to new figures from the Federal Bureau of Labor Statistics, employment in Washington County is increasing at one of the fastest rates in the country. In terms of increase in employment between September of 2011 and 2012, employment increased by 3.8%, ranking at 10th in the nation in the percent of employment growth. The national employment growth rate for the same period was 1.6%. But in terms of raw numbers of employment gains, Los Angeles County, California, topped the list, adding nearly 82,000 jobs over the course of the year.
In other employment news, new figures released this morning show that Arkansas's unemployment rate is holding steady. The numbers from the Bureau of Labor Statistics show the state's jobless rate at 7.2% in February, the same as it was in January, and only 1/10 of a percentage point lower than it was in February 2012. The numbers show that almost 96,000 residents were unemployed as of February, lower than the more than 100,000 residents unemployed a year ago. Today is Good Friday, and offices at the City of Fort Smith are closed in observance of the holiday. However, sanitation pickup services are running as regularly scheduled.
Tonight's forecast calls for a 60% chance of showers and thunderstorms in northwest Arkansas, 70% in the Arkansas River Valley, overnight lows in the mid to upper 50s. Tomorrow, Saturday, a 70% chance of showers and thunderstorms with a high of 66 in northwest Arkansas, 80% of showers and thunderstorms and a high near 70 in the Arkansas River Valley. Saturday night, a 50% chance for showers and thunderstorms with lows from 51 to 55 degrees.